When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct pleasure of the management to present you the evening star attraction. Here we are, back after an exclusive two-year tour as A Serious Disagreement from Sydney, Australia, the physical media show on an omission from VOD, starring Finding Drago and Total Reboot's Alexi Toliopoulos. And One Heat Minute and Zodiac Chronicles, Blake Howard, that's me, the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, Lex, this episode, we are still over with our friends at Umbrella Entertainment. This time we're on their bespoke Beyond Genres label, which truly is one of the most beautifully batshit labels we've ever seen out of any local or international distributor, based on the both critical and cult status of the films that are appearing on there. Today is one of my most anticipated conversations, selfishly, about one of their films. We're going to be talking two films. The second film we're going to be talking about is vastly more well-known. It is a movie that shook up Cannes Film Festival. It is a movie that basically shook up American independent cinema. It was, shall we say, very confronting. Shall we say, very influential. Shall we say, also extremely titillating and vastly disturbing. It is David Cronenberg's 1996 Crash. But before we watch, before you guys listen to us at 100 miles an hour, as David Cronenberg has instructed people to enjoy his film, you're going to listen to us at 100 miles an hour talking all about Crash. We're going to talk about another film. First up, we're going to talk about a 1975 Valerian Borozik film, which is a French film, originally titled La Bête. This movie in Australian is called The Beast. And let me just take a quick break. You guys will hear the trailer, and then we'll come back with the synopses and Alexi's take on this. Head of a failing French family thinks that fate has smiled down on him when a daughter of a wealthy man agrees to be married to his weirdo son. The daughter and her aunt travel to this beautiful French chateau out in the countryside to meet the family. And when they arrive there, they believe there's an apocryphal tale about a beast that lives in the woods and a famed maiden long past who was assaulted by this beast. But there may be something real and material about this sort of dark, sort of bloody chamber, Angela Carter-esque fairy tale. This is truly a movie that I watched and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I did not read a synopsis. I did not even look at the back of the disc. Sometimes I relish that opportunity with some of the things that we review. I just was like, I've never heard of this. The cover looks rad. I'm throwing it in. I'm sure I'm going to dive into the special features once I watch it. Alexi Toliopoulos. This movie is interesting.
It's crazy. This is a crazy movie. I'm very, very grateful that this exists in physical form. This feels like the kind of movie that we would never, ever get released in this country in any kind of way. I can't imagine it screening on a freaking projector screen here anywhere in a cinema. This is a dirty little freak, grubby little art house, adjacent softcore, hardcore porno movie. And I really could not, I cannot believe that this has had a release in Australia. It makes me very, very happy that the people at Umbrella have put together such a nice release for an interesting, strange little movie like this that should be discoverable in the physical form. And they have done the right thing of putting special features of different sizes and different access points to fully give you some kind of context to this movie. The best among them for me was just a 5-minute introduction by critic Peter Bradshaw to tell me what the frick I was about to watch.
I actually watched that after I watched it and I was like, to get that context, I don't know if it would have ruined it. So like my advice is, if you're listening to this right now and you have the disc or you are so inclined to be like, oh shit, I'm going to ask you to just like pump the brakes on this episode, get the disc delivered or get it at your local store and come home, whack it on and just watch
whack it.
Whack it on and then see something get whacked off and then come back to the special features, because then I was like, what the hell did I just see? And and I found myself going back through everything that this disc had on offer.
This movie literally begins with one of the most frightening horse penises I've ever seen in my life. And I think I've been frightened by everyone I've ever seen. It's bizarre. This is a very good looking movie. Like, it has kind of like that great cinematography of the European new waves. There's a little bit of like mistiness about it. There's a little bit of like a kind of, I would say, an ethereal aura around this movie. And it is interesting to see that be applied to something that's so like weirdly grubby and bestiality infested.
So, before we get into too much more, I just have to say this. So, the movie begins, and I apologize about some of the language I'm going to use. The movie begins with a extremely intimidating and large, dangling, dribbling horse cock waiting to be shoved into an expectant horse vagina. The horse then thrusts and bites his mare, the stud, and then he finishes, and then the cinematographer, Noel Verri, sort of holds in such a weird way on like a pulsating horse vagina. And this is in gorgeous 35mm, beautiful crystal HD on your screen. And I, from this second onwards, this little, you know, allegorical moment of the thing that we're maybe about to see, like this, you know, very, you know, in inverted commas, natural thing, but just shown in such like explicit visceral terms, I was just like, what am I watching? Like, what is this? What is this movie? And from there, this is the kind of background to the movie that you learn in the special features. The entire contemporary story about this arranged marriage and things happening in the contemporary time was shot around an original short. The short was simply the dream sequences that you see in the movie of this, past person that's having this vision of being accosted by this beast, was made as really titillating short film that is then packaged around the rest of this story. And we intercut with, you know, the past and the present in the short film to see this central dream. And so, unfortunately, I'm going to go, can I please ask you, Lex, to go to your friend's review on Letterboxd, your friend who had seen the film and reviewed it, because I think that their review is going to lead us perfectly into this, which is to say that you get into this film and this new maiden who comes along to marry this man on, you know, the nights, I think, before what's meant to be her wedding, she just starts having exceptionally erotic dreams. And those dreams are back to this time where a woman is basically stripped, assaulted, raped until she begins to enjoy it by a kind of wolf-bear hybrid with who is basically a guy in a costume with a massive working prosthetic dick that like dribbles the whole time. And this woman fucks this bear to death.
The review that you've asked me to pull up is from my friend Kai Peregnon, who's a great film writer and exploitation fanatic. And the review is simply, there is just endless bear jizz in this movie. And that's really all I can say. And that's really all I can say as well, is by quoting that. Truly strange. Truly a strange movie. I don't know if I've ever come to, if I've come to any kind of grips with having seen this movie. I watched it very late at night, so I feel like I can't tell what was real and what was imagined by me, and I hate to think what I was imagining.
And also, this girl who's having these erotic dreams, it just then suddenly turns into a camera appraising her, enjoying herself and pleasuring herself in the most full frontal. There's no soft core about it. It's as core as you get. It's leaning on the hard core. And I've just literally never seen anything like it. I couldn't believe that it existed. I immediately went to my best friend Maria, who is staying with me at the moment, and I said, you need to come and watch such as like this movie with me. And I just took her immediately to, you know, I did the fast forward to these scenes, and I'm like, can you believe that a movie like this actually exists? Knowing that she's such a horror fanatic, a true expert of everything that is the occult, and particularly of lycanthropy and werewolves, as an author of like now almost 8 books in a series that features werewolves. And I was just like, can you believe that this exists? And she couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And
had she ever heard of this before?
Never heard of it. Never come across it, because it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily a werewolf. Like, it's not a werewolf story. It's more like a monster story. And so, I got to introduce her to it, and I just couldn't believe it. It's one of the most dangerous movies to
and
pause.
And she's still your best friend?
that's to be debated another time. All I would say is, it has to be seen to be believed. If anything we've said has titillated, interested you, if I can see some more Letterboxd ratings after this episode, please tag hashtag the Blues Brothers in there. We'll find them. I'm going to stalk the Letterboxd of this site. It's a wild movie. I don't even understand that it exists. If you have a young family, as I do, it is not a movie that can be paused really at
separate
any moment.
Room.
Separate room, post-bedtime. Warn your wife as
rent
well.
Rent an Airbnb to watch this movie, I'd say, if you were like Blake and have a family.
It's really one of those ones. I honestly can't believe that it exists. I hope if you see it, you enjoy it. It's a wild, wild, wild release. And beyond genres. Yeah.
And again, yes, that is a freaking entendre, him calling it a wild release, okay?
Oh my god. All right. Let's get ourselves, let's wade out of this bear jizz. Let's take a quick break and let's dive back in to truly one of the most influential in American independent films really of all time.
In a society driven to extremes, two people met by accident.
Were you badly hurt? I think we saw each other at the hospital.
You haven't told me where we're going.
I haven't.
James Ballard has been seduced into a secret world.
The car crash is a liberation of sexual energy.
Where the only way to connect is to crash.
That's the future, Ballard.
It's something we are all intimately involved in.
Why are the police taking this so seriously?
They have no idea who we really are.
Now, they'll do anything.
Describe it to me.
To feed their obsession.
Is there something here that interests you?
This interests me.
From the provocative bestseller by J.G. Ballard comes a film directed by David Cronenberg. James Spader, Holly Hunter, Elias Koteas, Deborah Kara Unger, and Rosanna Arquette.
We are talking about David Cronenberg's Crash. There's a new 4K restoration from the last couple of years that has now finally been released in Australia on a wonderful high-definition transfer. It is David Cronenberg's Crash on the Beyond Genres label from Umbrella Entertainment. Blake, you had a chance to check out this one. Was this your first time hopping into the driver's seat with this David Cronenberg classic?
It was. It's strange to say, but like, I feel like when I look at the Cronenberg oeuvre, I've of course done The Fly.
Yeah.
And I've of course done Scanners.
And of course, have you done Videodrome?
Yes, Videodrome is another one that's on that list. But there are a bunch of others that I hadn't seen, and Crash squarely was one of them. I feel like the Cronenbergs that I've gone back to so frequently, because I just think both of them are so masterful, is Eastern Promises and A History of Violence.
Yeah. I'm a big Eastern Promises guy.
Eastern Promises.
It's one of my favorite gangster movies.
I'm doing the Viggo Mortensen mech thing. I love Eastern Promises so much. So I've found myself like in the more contemporary bent of the Cronenberg, you know, entire suite of work. I love that movie so much. And so and it was always on my list, but I just hadn't had a chance to watch it yet. If you've never heard a lick about what Crash is about, basically a character after getting into a really serious car accident who works in television is introduced to this kind of weird kink subgenre of people who've been in life-threatening accidents that begin to only feel that sort of heightened sensation and that ability to feel sexual pleasure when their lives are in incredible danger or they're adjacent to incredible dangers that are involving car crashes. And so it starts out as this thing where you've got this incredibly, you know, openly, fluidly sexual couple who are involved.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With numerous people, I guess today we would call it polyamory essentially, but like back then it was just like swinging, same but different sort of thing. But once he has this crash, it drastically changes his life, and he's introduced to this whole group of different people that are around. It stars James Spader and Holly Hunter and my guy Elias Koteas and Rosanna Arquette and Deborah Kara Unger.
Love Elias Koteas.
Oh my god, he's so good, so good. But yeah, so it was my first time watching it, and you know, I remember texting you, being like, I am actually, you know, finally closing this massive blind spot in my life, which is Crash, and
ironically, if you were to check your blind spots earlier, you might not have crashed at all.
I might not have crashed at all. Exactly. It's such I think right now in like 2020, you know, beyond 2020, and even like in the latter part of the 2010s. That whole concept of like millennial malaise, like people getting to a certain point of their lives and going, what the hell am I doing with myself, is there. And I feel like in the 90s, that like prosperity at the end of the 90s, you know, the world, you know, the entire world was going to be different. We're going to be more, we're going to be more liberal with our values and progressive and all that sort of stuff. And I feel like there's still this yearning that Cronenberg captures in this movie of like people who are just listless and trying to find meaning. and meaning for some of these people is sex. And then the next extremity is that then what happens if sex stops even having a value to you? And so it's a fascinating movie. I was just completely blown away with how confronting it was and how real, like it, how, I don't know, like tangible the emotions around it were. And just how empty and vacant everyone felt. It was just like so, it was really sad. Like the longer I think about it, the sadder I feel for the characters, because I'm just like, there doesn't seem to be fulfillment on the horizon for these people that are involved in this. And so in the more that I watched it, I was like, I don't know if these people are ever going to be fulfilled. And the more that I thought about it, I was like sad. But it's just an incredible and confronting, and it's an agitator of a movie. Like it wants to... I don't think you can passively view Crash. Like there's no passive viewing ever. You're just going to be like, I hate it or I love it or I don't like, or it's puts you in a space that's really deeply uncomfortable and you're not sure how to feel. But I was so grateful to see it. And, you know, unfortunately, like Deborah Kara Unger feels like an actor that hasn't nearly gotten the amount of interesting roles that she deserves. You know, she's in Hurricane. She's in a terrific movie called The Way. With Martin Sheen, directed by Emilio Estevez, which she's great in. But God, she is just like everyone in this movie is so wonderful. But I just found myself like Deborah Kara Unger is so amazing. Elias Koteas, obviously my guy from Zodiac, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Casey Jones.
I love him as Casey Jones.
So funny as Casey Jones. But yeah, I just,
another role that I love him as is the American remake Let Me In, the remake of Let the Right One In, as the detective. Think he's freaking great in that movie.
Terrific in that movie. Yeah, real anchor of that whole movie working is his character. But yeah, I don't know. This is a really hard. Really hard movie to describe simply because you feel like I need to pad out. I need to ruminate on it more. But I do love your review, which is huge motivation for me to finally get my license. It's a true 10 out of 10 review from you.
And I'll tell you what, still haven't got my license. Didn't actually come any closer after watching that movie. I hadn't seen this movie before until last year when I picked up the Arrow 4K release because I'm a big Cronenberg fan. It was like one of the last big blind spots in his filmography for me because there hadn't been a release of any kind of... It was a very hard to watch movie, hard to find.
Yes.
Maybe we had it on DVD at the store that I worked at like 10 years ago. But I wasn't ready to watch it when I was like freaking teenager, if I'm completely honest. But that's when I discovered his work was I remember Eastern Promises coming out. I really wanted to see it in the cinema, but I was under 18, so I couldn't go. And then when I started working at the video store, it was a 3-night hire, and it was a movie that I got out on my very first shift at the video store because I was finally able, as a 16-year-old, to rent like an R18 movie if my manager would let it out to me. And so it was the first one I like properly rented out and saw. I loved it, and I fell in love with Cronenberg's work. And it was an interesting exploration to go from like what is kind of like it's only a slightly off-kilter gangster movie to then be going through body horror and like these weird, weird films that blend so many different genres. That's why I think Crash is like a perfect entry in this label of beyond genres. And I'm very glad that's finally got like a good, easy access Australian release that people can just go and pick up from the store. I really, really like this movie. I give it a high recommendation to almost anyone I think could enjoy this movie. I know it's like a weird, harsh film that involves like so much crazy body horror, but I genuinely think it is one of the more accessible Cronenberg high end of the body horror spectrum films. Like, I think most people, if you're in a right mindset, could have an actual blast with this movie.
Yeah, I think there's so much that you can get away with. That's a weird thing to say, but it's like a movie with like really attractive people, especially at the beginning, like the titillating sort of James Spader, Deborah Kara Unger, and then like Holly Hunter. And
you know it's got Spader in it. You know he's a fucking freak in movies, of course. He's got the weirdest, freaky sex filmography.
So you just know, like, freaky sex movie. It might be about like malaise and longing and around like finding a place in your world and like the weird niches we find ourselves in, like a real pre-internet, like internet weird niche people movie. And you just, there's, you can have plenty of time for it. It's just like, oh, wait, a stack of like super weird, like crazy attractive people having sex in a movie and like having all this like and weird sexual stuff being around that and weird people. It's like, even if you were like really detached, it would always be interesting to watch. I think this movie, though, for the people who are like really find it, can key into that like longing and that dissatisfaction. And you can like, it might haunt you as it has for me since I've only so recently watched it and be like, yeah, I could totally watch that again with like new eyes that like I'm now really in the world and really around these people, because it is like overwhelming the first time you watch it. You're just like, holy shit, what did I just watch? Like, what did I just watch? And I already have my license.
Yeah, it is freaking cool. Like, I really like this movie. I think it's freaking great. I want more people to check it out now that they finally can here in Australia. Honestly, guys, check out Crash. It's one of the more effed up movies that you can see easily now.
And great interviews from 2020 with Peter Strzelecki, Jeremy Thomas, who is like the director, who's another filmmaker. Howard Shore and Peter Strzelecki both worked on the movie. Howard Shore, obviously a great composer, and Strzelecki is a famous cinematographer. So those guys working together, and then casting director Deirdre Bowen, also really funny about like the right people for this movie, and like her talking about like the looks of the people, how game they had to be, how all those sorts of things, and so. I think it also has one of the like the low key best like game for this kind of shit cast of all time. Like Holly Hunter, Fresh Off the Piano, James Spader, weird freaky sex resume, Elias Koteas, like low key, fantastic, phenomenal pick. Like freak. Like this is his closest to his real personality, I'm sure. But it's it just and like obviously you can't have a weird freaky sex movie without one of the Arquette siblings, and this time it's Rosanna. Yeah. So
she's so awesome in this movie.
She totally rules. It is such a strange and great experience. And yeah, the fact that it's out, I'm like, oh, if you are a Cronenberg fan, or especially late Cronenberg, you love Eastern Promises and you love that sort of stuff, this is. And you've never seen it, especially like anyone who's never seen it, like please reach out on socials and say like you watched it the first time after listening. But if you love this movie, you're going to love getting this like great high def transfer, great features. And another cool intro from Cronenberg himself, like calling us on FaceTime from his Tesla, saying that like he joked at the 1996 Cannes Film Festival that the way to watch this movie best would be going down a freeway at 100 miles an hour. And he's like, now actually in my Tesla, I could probably put a video file of Crash on and watch it at 100 miles an hour driving down the freeway. And I'm like, can someone make a documentary about that? Like, can we do a director's commentary live from his Tesla while he's driving down the freeway at 100 miles an hour? Let's go.
God, good excuse for another release. I'm going to say something controversial. So I bought this last year when it was released by Arrow on 4K. So with the 4K UHD, got in front of me now. It's a very lush box. It's in that hard, rigid box. It's got a thick-ass little booklet with it. It's got a poster with it. It's got way more special features. But I think I would actually recommend this version more that we're talking about here today, the Beyond Genres, because the price point is freaking great. And if you get it in like a JB Hi-Fi sale, often these ones get like bundled in with like 2 for $30 or something like that, plus like whatever discount you get, like when there's a 20% off or a 30% off. The price point is unreal for an Australian release of these films from the Beyond Genres label.
Sometimes those 4Ks are criminally prohibitive. They're like the price ends up being like $80 to $100 Australian dollars. Like
when you're importing them.
Yeah.
I think I spent like $60 on this. I think I spent $60 on it. And I don't regret it because I love Cronenberg. I finally got this movie. Got it in a nice edition. It looks great. But I actually would put my weight behind the Beyond Genres, because unless you're like a true Cronenberg fanatic, you don't need all of those bonus features that you're never going to watch or get to. There's a couple of short films on there, but I do think like this has got like great special features of like long interviews and discussions with key creatives in the film. I think that this is like truly the one to go for, and I love the art on this Beyond Genres piece as
well. The art on Beyond Genres is unreal, because the original theatrical poster, no offense, but like it's kind of boring. It's Holly Hunter. It's Holly Hunter straddling James Spader in a car, and that's the cover that's on the 4K release that I know that you've got. And on this one,
yeah.
Beyond Genres one is this like epic sort of cartoon, and it's also raised with embossed blood.
I like that emboss.
The embossed blood, so it shines and shimmers as you look at it, and it's obviously on the kind of Beyond Genres, you know, static, you know, mostly black bold covers that you guys.
Yeah, card.
Yeah, really good. But yeah, and also coming up as well. On another Beyond Genres that we're going to be talking about soon, Guillermo del Toro's Pan's Labyrinth is getting a big Aussie Blu release. There are definitely people out there who've invested in, like, there was a triple box set that came out with Criterion and things like that.
I do own that one. I know you do.
But it's, again, on that price point of getting this HD thing that's definitely going to have new intros and features and probably a stack of those original features that
it's
are there.
It's pretty
too.
Loaded as well, that Beyond Genres release. Yeah. It's a bit of a Criterion killer, in my opinion, this new release.
Very, very great. Well, look, guys, thank you for listening to hopefully what was elevated from the Bear Jizz into... you know, just sex kinks in the 90s surrounded by violence, blood, and, you know, it's scar tissue of David Cronenberg's Crash. Thank you for listening to the Blues Brothers again. Lex and I are going to keep bringing you these shows on either our main feed on One at Mina Productions or our special feed for Imprint Films at Imprint Companion. So listen out to both there, but trust me, the Imprint Companions will be in the Blues Brothers feed on One at Mina Productions. Lex, is there anything for you to plug, my friend?
Two things. One of them, I'm going to plug an upcoming Beyond Genres release that I only found out about like 2 days ago. They're releasing Heavy Metal, the animated cartoon movie.
Amazing.
And it also contains an air freshener for your car in it. So I'm very excited. I think that ties well in with the Crash release, that there's an air freshener in the Heavy Metal release. But also, I've got a podcast I'd like to plug, a brand new show that Jen Fricker and I are working on and hosting for Netflix Australia New Zealand. It's called Lived It. It's a fun new way that I'm very excited about, where we talk about the new release TV shows and movies on Netflix that everyone else is banging on about. But we found a new way to talk about them. We find people have great yarns that relate in some way thematically with the chosen movie or TV show of the week. It's a really fun podcast that I'm really excited about making. So check it out. It's called Lived It. You can get it on your podcast feeds wherever you download those shows. Blake, what have you got that you want to point the listeners towards?
The big one I want to plug at the moment is our great show, Miami Nice, which is on the One Heat Minute Productions feed. At the moment, it has been such a terrific and tremendous outpouring of behind-the-scenes creatives and insiders in the Michael Mann universe and orbit that have been willing to come onto the show. They've seen that it's this big, horny campfire for that movie and for everything that is Michael Mann. And so some of the most recent episodes are like sound designer Elliot Koretz, who worked on the original pilot of Miami Vice all the way to Miami Vice 2006. We had Japhet Gordon, who was Colin Farrell's assistant on the Miami Vice set, dude, who had some of the craziest behind-the-scenes stories you've ever heard. Some of it was actually omitted from the show for a variety of reasons that we were trying to protect our guests. And the great Justin Lieberman, who was an assistant at Forward Pass from before Collateral all the way through to Miami Vice, which is absolutely amazing conversation. Just a great, you know, out of towner, like living his dream in Hollywood, story, like making something of your life, amazing story. So Miami Nice continues to be that great little spot there, but that's what I want to plug. Guys, can't thank you enough for listening to everything that we do over here at the Blues Brothers. Hit us up on socials if you've got anything physical that you want to talk about, or you want to check out with us that we are up to, but we'll catch you on another episode very, very soon. Everybody, everybody needs somebody. Hi, this is Blake Howard, host and producer of One Heat Minute Productions podcast. We dive into the great and underappreciated cinematic works, often 1 minute or one scene at a time. Our crew of guests are some of the most wonderful filmmakers, writers, authors, and critics ever assembled. Our shows include One Heat Minute, Josie and the Podcats, All the President's Minutes, Increment Vice, and right now, Zodiac Chronicle. Check out oneheatminute.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.